workers that I've interviewed who have more control over their schedules and who are working in jobs that provide them a little more predictability in their work, I feel fairly certain that those workers also have an easier time managing their non-work schedules. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that one causes the other, and that's the part that I would be really hesitant to argue at this point. It could be that workers who have more challenging family lives, it's those challenging family lives that lead to more unpredictable work schedules. We don't really know the causal direction of these two things. The question that I think remains open, are employer practices that seem to encourage instability or inflexibility, are they inevitable or can we change them?
What has the conversation been like with employers and managers?
Many employers are really concerned about this issue of scheduling. Managers hate, for the most part, writing schedules. There's always people that need to change the minute the schedule is posted. And so employers are actually quite open to thinking about ways to change their scheduling practices. I also think employers recognize schedules that are really inconvenient for workers can result in high turnover and in absenteeism and in unhappy employees. You know, employers don't want that because that it's a cost, right? Now, having said that, I think employers are hesitant to guarantee a set schedule to employees because they recognize that schedules need to be tightly linked to sales. And so they're concerned if they give employees a particular schedule and that they will lose the flexibility that they need. So there is that tension, right? And it's a real tension that I understand.
Have you noticed, particularly within the last 2 years since the recession has hit, has that affected how this issue is dealt with?
The recession is drawing needed attention to the problem both of unemployment and also underemployment, right? People not getting enough hours. These practices have been increasing for the last 3 decades. We're seeing them, they're coming into focus more, I think, in the last 2 years because there's so much attention to the economic insecurity of, you know, large swath of American workers.
Where do you see this discussion going over the next few years?
You know, I think we need to have a two-pronged approach where we have what I see as much needed public policy changes that provide hourly employees a little more control over their work. For example, there's been a push in many states for sick day legislation. Many hourly workers don't have guaranteed paid sick days. So if they're sick, they can hopefully call off of work without being punished, but they don't get paid for that work. And so I think, you know, it's very hard, especially for low-income workers who have kids and who want to stay home with their kids when their kids are sick or who themselves are sick and really shouldn't be going into work because they're not feeling well, it's very hard for them to make the choice to stay home if they don't have paid sick days. So I think passing public policy that is more friendly to hourly workers is important. And then I think there's a lot of things that we can encourage employers to do that don't require public policy changes. We can encourage managers and employers to experiment with ways of increasing the stability and predictability of employees' work schedules. I think a lot of times scheduling practices are just done the way they're always done because that's how you do it in their head. There hasn't been the time taken to really think about, are there ways we can deliver a little more stability to employees and give employees a little more control over their work while still, you know, ensuring that we don't go over hours and that we, you know, we meet the requirements of the firm.